Hello, and welcome to Teen Scientist. I'm your host, Abigail Wood. Here on Teen Scientist, I bring you stories of groundbreaking innovations in the STEAM disciplines entirely from a youth perspective. We feature young researchers and respected experts in their fields at the local, national, and international levels. Today, I'm joined by Kate Hartney from the Da Vinci Science Center here in the Lehigh Valley. Kate works closely with the Science Center's programs and community initiatives that help bring hands-on STEAM learning to thousands of students every year. Through exhibits, partnerships with schools, and outreach programs, she helps make science accessible and exciting for learners of all ages. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Abby.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you here, especially because the Da Vinci Center is such a hands-on way for students to explore science outside the classroom. But before we jump into all of that and the programs, I'd love to start by learning a little bit about you. Before working at the Science Center, what first sparked your interest in science when you were younger?
I really loved the exploration of curiosity as a whole.
Yeah.
So I really feel like I'm a lifelong learner, too. I love to read. I liked a lot of fiction. I'm a little bit more of a humanities girl myself. But the way that we ask questions and, again, like really cultivate that curiosity from all kinds of perspectives. I really like seeing things from the way that different people see them, the way that different perspectives bring interest to the table. I really love learning about the ways that we can see things, even if one thing is just right there. There's always different angles with which to see it.
Perspectives all around, Was there a specific subject, because I know you talk about as a whole curiosity, but a specific subject that really kind of you honed in on?
I really like environmental science, especially learning about the different flora and fauna close by to us and like how that interacts and engages with our environment.
Yeah.
So how we live within our community is also kind of how we live within our environment. So community doesn't just mean people. It also means, you know, plants, trees, animals, and the way that they give back to us and we can give back to them. I really love that.
So when growing up, you always had this interest and always environment. Did you know you wanted to work in science? Then was that like, this is the path I kind of wanted to always go on?
You know, I have really explored a lot of different avenues in my career, like really following that curiosity and community aspect of what I'm looking for. So what I really love to do as a member of the Science Center is tell the stories of curiosity and how people kind of discover things.
Yeah.
I really love to learn about the way that people are passionate about what they do and how they do it. So there's all kinds of passionate scientists that kind of integrate art or integrate reading or integrate literature into what they're doing. Like hard science was never really my forte and certainly not math either. But getting to learn the ways that people who are talented in those different areas really is exciting to me, because math is like numbers on a page, or like chemistry is formulas.
Yeah.
It's kind of like intangible to me, but being able to see it from those different perspectives of like, oh, light and color and physics, right? Like all these ways that they kind of interact and intersect with each other.
Right.
I love the way that things can connect.
Yeah, the way that you can mesh things. And I think that's so interesting about science, is the one thing that's not hard. Like you said, math is, there's only one right answer, where science, there could be 1,000 right answers or 1,000 possibilities. And seeing the psychology of people is really kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And then you did mention that you went through a bunch of different things throughout your career.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll kind of jump into that. What did your path look like after high school that eventually led you to working with the Da Vinci Center?
Sure. So I started right after high school. I went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania. I began in small business entrepreneurship and management as my major, but I really liked to hone in on hospitality. Hospitality, the way that we set the table and kind of bring people together again and have conversations, the way that we can create an experience. I've really been passionate about that. I moved to the Lehigh Valley in 2016. I followed my partner out here for a job. And the way that I was able to kind of start out here in hotels and restaurants, I got to know the place through a couple different perspectives. Out of that hospitality passion came that passion for community. I started working at the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce on their diversity boards. Again, looking at those different perspectives, how can we make community engaging? How can we teach each other about who we are and what we care about in really conversational and exciting ways? And then after working with the diversity board, I also worked in the community board. So I worked with Hellertown, Lower Saucon, Nazareth, and Northampton. So learning again about the business communities and the ways that we can all kind of engage with festivals or learning experiences, that chamber really opened up the community to me, and I found a passion for nonprofits in particular. Coming out of high school, I also worked in music and music nonprofits, so that's where I met my partner as well. I have a real passion for music and teaching music and these informal education spaces.
Yeah,
I was really shaped by coaching and athletics and music programs as I was growing, so I really love to give back in that way
as well. What kind of music nonprofits that do you participate in?
Sure. So I work with the Emmaus High School Marching Band.
Yeah.
I teach their percussion section right now.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I worked with a independent percussion organization called Imperial Dynasty in Wellington, Delaware, which is close to my hometown. And then I've worked with other high school marching band and indoor percussion programs all the way throughout, like probably over 10 or 15.
Do you play percussion?
Yes. And I also do movement instruction as well.
Oh.
So like how people march or move or
like
dance across.
Yeah, like how their movements are. Because it really is an art form, how they
Absolutely.
Do it. Yeah.
And there's definitely a science to it as well.
There's always a science in everything. It really looks like community is your main thing. And
yes,
it's
absolutely.
Always, it's always really inspiring to kind of hear that and hear how you really love to bring people together or to their passions, especially for students who might be interested in similar paths. And now you're helping create those same inspiring experiences for thousands of students across our region. So I kind of want to go into, to start us off, for viewers who may not have visited, can you tell us a little bit more about the mission of the Da Vinci Science Center and the kinds of experiences that you try to create for students and families yourself?
Absolutely. So at the Da Vinci Science Center, we start our like little morning meeting every day with our announcements, and we also kind of talk about bringing science to life and lives to science. So at the conclusion of that meeting, we all like kind of get together, and whoever's leading it says, let's bring science to life, and then everybody else says,
aww,
lives to science.
That's actually so cool.
Yeah, it's a great way to like foster teamwork.
And start the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remind us just why we're here and why we're passionate about what we're doing. So no matter what is going on during the day, whether it's a special membership experience, a field trip experience, different shows and opportunities to invite scientists in for different learning opportunities. Every day, what we're doing is bringing science to life and lives to science together.
Yeah. What makes the Science Center different from learning science in a classroom, kind of from your perspective?
That's a good one. What we really focus on in the Science Center is informal education. So informal education is all about, again, taking that lens of what excites you as a student, what excites you as a community member, and what are you curious about? Because we can really connect your curiosity with a scientific concept. And I really love the concept of the Da Vinci Science Center being a community-based science center. If you go to like the Natural History Museum or the Smithsonian, there's a lot of exhibits that are about like space or particular fossils or different things throughout history or the whole world. What I love about our science center in the Lehigh Valley is that it really showcases all of those experiences through the lens of the Lehigh Valley as well. So things that students may or may not be familiar with right in their backyard are really showcased and exhibited right here in their science center. So being able to create these informal discovery exploration experiences is really exciting because kids kind of light up and make their own connections as well. So this cycle of teaching and learning like never really stops.
Right.
And that's really inspiring for
me. And their curiosity can expand because I feel like so many times kids don't realize and maybe are getting lectured to them when they can really do something. They're like, oh, wow, this is something that I'm interested in.
And that empowerment and making sure that science is for everyone is really at the heart of what we do to bring science to life and lives to science.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I had no idea before I worked at the Science Center how many North American river otters are right in our backyard.
Yes, I did the travel exhibit, right?
Yeah. So we also have the permanent exhibit. It's the Lehigh River
do?
Watershed. We have four river otters up there, Casey, Toby, Jordan, and Cedar. So they're named after little tributaries within the Lehigh River watershed.
So
the Tobyhanna or the Monocacy, cedar for like Cedar Crest area as well. So it's really exciting to kind of make those connections because one of those tributaries is in your backyard, but also otters are like right there in your backyard.
Before doing research for this, I had no idea that at 18 that we have otters here in the Lehigh Valley. No clue. And I grew up going, like, I had no idea. And I think that's just so cool that you connected, though, with the hometown and kind of how they can get involved where they live.
Exactly.
And it's not just a field trip or something. It's something they can do every single day.
Absolutely.
And one thing that stood out to me when looking into your programs is how many local schools that you work with.
Yes.
Can you tell us about your District Connect program and how it helps students in the Lehigh Valley access the Science Center?
I am super excited about our District Connect program. When we first opened the Science Center and we were looking at, again, how we can serve our close community and our close school districts, we've had a long history of bringing like elementary school and up to middle school programs to the Science Center at the Cedar Crest College area. But now with our new exhibits, we also serve high school students. So how are we able to engage with these school districts? Everybody has a little bit different of priorities, but similar themes. So our District Connect program is really a way for us to create this full community lens. It's a way for the school district to provide discounts to families that go to the school district and experience the Science Center on their own time, as well as support other supplemental formal classroom learning experiences with those informal education experiences that go on at the Science Center as well. So District Connect, we've partnered with Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, Whitehall, Parkland as school districts. We're also partnered with the Diocese of Allentown and a couple of smaller parochial schools or private schools. Those include Grace Montessori, the Arts Academy Charter School in Allentown as well. So again, really, how do we meet these different constituents where they're at with their different learning priorities to bring science to life for them in their education? A big way that we're really expanding into that like middle school and high school conversation is career connections.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be nice to have.
Yeah. So in my work at the Chamber, I also was a contractor with the Workforce Board of the Lehigh Valley. So again, working in community partnerships and seeing how can we connect not only students, but people of different backgrounds to those workforce and job pieces, because when you have a job that you love, like that really makes a huge difference.
Yes.
So throughout all of our exhibit floor spaces, there's career connection kiosks where you can learn about in the LVHN's My Body exhibit healthcare opportunities, not just doctor or nurse, but also things like phlebotomist or with our different technology pieces, like how can you look at things like a artificial knee or a hearing aid or a endoscope for a colonoscopy and say, oh, like, who is involved in making sure that our community is healthy? How can we ask questions to make people comfortable in those situations?
Right. I know you mentioned a couple of the career explorations, but could you go more in depth of kind of how do you reach out through the schools to get students to come and kind of what opportunities do besides that kind of shed light on?
Perfect. Yeah. So when we are partnered with the District Connect partners, we start with the school district administrators and we talk about, hey, like, what are your big goals for your school district? And then they can kind of filter down and say, all right, middle school science teachers, like these are the opportunities that we have on field trips, or these are the things that we can do with traveling science programs. Again, really supplementing what's going on in the classroom itself.
Yeah.
And then as that messaging kind of goes through the different administrators and teachers and guidance counselors for those types of opportunities, we're able to make announcements about different events that are going on at the Science Center. A really cool part about the wraparound portion of the District Connect program is how it also engages with families. So all of those school districts that I mentioned earlier, they get a 15% off basically coupon by showing their either report card or like proof of enrollment. So that they can get that 15% discount and make the Science Center more accessible to like weekend trips, special programming, family-based science learning, so that that informal education kind of crosses over from the classroom into
extracurricular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of all integrating through schools and really trying to work with what they want to do.
Yes.
Well, I'm your host, Abigail Wood, here on Teen Scientist with Kate Hartney, and we are going to go on a break.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Hello, I'm your host, Abigail Wood, here on Teen Scientist, here with Kate Hartney. So one of the exhibits people talk a lot about is the Lehigh River Watershed, which we kind of mentioned earlier, with the live otters. Can you tell us about that space and what students learn from there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love the outdoors. I know our Lehigh Valley really prioritizes environmental education. We have a couple of different exhibits in there where you can see live animals, not just our awesome Lehigh River Watershed otters, but also aquatic turtles, different kinds of fish, catfish in our pond environment. We kind of have our pond right next to our river environment. We have the native species of brook trout in the river environment. Over in the other tank, we have aquatic turtles, as well as one of the only pancake turtles or softshell turtles on display in the area.
Interesting.
So his name is Manny. He's really cool, and he like speeds around in there. I really like the pond tank as well because you can crawl underneath, and it feels like you're inside the tank.
Oh, wow.
It's
That's really cool.
Again, when we're talking about perspectives and getting a different
eye
really to it.
Yeah, getting everything.
Yeah, you're able to see from like a catfish's perspective what the turtle looks like as zooming around.
Yeah, which really can put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's also like an area where we stick like little lettuce on the side so you can see them come up and chomp on it. We also have terrestrial turtles. So they hang out with Spicy Tony, our rat snake. I really love to watch them eat their like fruit or strawberries and things like that. That's really fun. We also have spaces over there where we talk about the watershed and the way that environmental impacts upstream kind of impact the downstream as well. So you can play within this water exhibit to build a dam or what happens when we plug up the waterfall, like what happens downstream. It's, again, a really great way to have these informal learning experiences where you can spark curiosity and learn something new. There's also a really neat topographic map up there. So we talked a little bit about how many river otters there are all around. There's almost like a heat map where you can see where otters have been spotted throughout the region. You can also see where different trails connect. So if you're familiar with a particular park or a biking trail that you like to go to with your family, you can see where that aligns within the watershed too. It's a really neat way to explore not only your own right here backyard, but also like the larger community in the Lehigh Valley as a whole.
I was going to say, as a community, why did you guys focus on the Lehigh Valley River ecosystem kind of? Why was that we want to do it here?
Yeah, so Brandon Swazer, our director of animal programs up here, he was doing a lot of that work. He worked with Wildlands Conservancy very closely to create these exhibits and create these experiences. And in his research, he discovered that environmental literacy was a huge priority, right? So what do we know and how do we know it, right? A lot of people know that elephants, for example, are endangered, but they might not know necessarily that otters were endangered here for a long time and they're a keystone species. There was also a lot of opportunity to learn about what a watershed is. So a lot of people know what a river is or a pond, but watershed is kind of the overarching view of those things. What are the forests look like? What do the streams and springs look like? And how do they all interact and intersect to create this environment that we know and love here in the valley?
Yeah. Another exhibit that really caught my attention focuses on the human body, which I know you kind of mentioned for career exploration. The Mind-Body exhibit created with Lehigh Valley Health Network explores health anatomy. What kinds of things can visitors experience here?
Awesome. So I really love this exhibit because it creates a way for families to have community conversations around healthcare needs and priorities.
Right.
So one of our exhibits is an Olympus endoscope, and you can see within this video screen, like kind of what it would look like as you're the doctor looking all the way through that examination. There is a big new like healthcare recommendation where you want to get those colonoscopies a lot earlier than previously understood. So being able to work with a local healthcare outlet like LVHN to kind of stage these community conversations for all ages to
say. I was going to say, when parents are taking their kids, yes, they can now learn.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to get a colonoscopy.
Or like, I know I broke my arm a couple times when I was a kid. So yeah, there's a space over there where you can see what an x-ray looks like or what a doctor is looking at under a microscope. So if the first time that you're going to a hospital is in an emergency situation, it can be a little bit scary, right?
Yeah, to be informed and kind of know.
Yeah, or be familiar with it at least a little bit. It kind of brings that scariness down. It's allows you to kind of make informed decisions about your healthcare as well. My dad has had his knees replaced, and one of the exhibits that we have is a knee replacement. So you can see like where in the bones the knee replacement kind of comes into play.
Yeah.
And same thing with like a cochlear implant or like a hearing aid. So like you can see within the exhibit kind of where that sits on your head or how it works. And again, having these conversations about healthy eating or healthy fitness, how do we make ourselves as a community more healthy and more invested in the ways that our bodies work and function and can be our best selves, right?
Yeah, to really hone in on our health, I think, is such an important aspect. And I think it's very much forgotten sometimes just with life and the way things happen. So to really have somewhere where people could go and learn where they might not be able to learn about things in this type of way ever is quite incredible. What is one activity that visitors love? If you can name any.
Definitely in our Curiosity Hall. That's like our 54-foot screen where guests can come up and play with a couple of different video games on this massive screen. So there is a couple of different exhibits in that area that are kind of based off Leonardo da Vinci himself.
I was going to ask, can you tell us about Curiosity Hall, which was inspired by him?
Yeah. So yeah, he was definitely a multifaceted artist and inventor and scientist as well. He was interested in anatomy and engineering. His sketches actually to build a flying machine were one of the first couple. And more modern engineers have been able to replicate those, right? So you might be familiar with Da Vinci's flying machines. For us, our interpretation of that in Curiosity Hall is all about making choices about your flying machine, whether it's a blimp or a speedy jet plane. You can also customize its colors, which is pretty cool. And then you're flying over the Lehigh Valley and you can see, again, things in your backyard, like the Bethlehem Star or the Iron Pig Stadium. You can see the city of Easton's like main square area. So it's really neat to, again, kind of connect these bigger engineering ideas with your face on a plane, like flying around, right?
Yeah, you can kind of have your personal detail. I think as a kid, I did that. And I loved making it pink and having my face on it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. I'm flying. But what kind of games and challenges besides that can visitors do and participate in?
Sure. So there's also FitKid, again, where you're making kind of healthy or unhealthy decisions. You are competing against the other people in the hall to see who can run the fastest, gain the most points. And if you eat an apple for breakfast as opposed to a candy bar, you might get a couple extra points. Secret sauce over here. There's also the self-portrait where you can take a selfie and kind of explore classical or different periods of art and see yourself up in these exhibits where you might be familiar with the girl with the pearl earring or the Mona Lisa that Da Vinci painted as well, and see yourself within the style of these different artists. We also have our newest exhibit. It's called Be a Musician. We created that in partnership with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, where you can explore the different sections of an orchestra from the chorus, strings, woodwind, brass. You know, my personal favorite, the percussion section.
It's really tying in there.
Yeah.
I love that.
So you can kind of explore what it would be like to sit and not only enjoy the experience of watching the orchestra play, but you are taking a selfie and you're picking what instrument and sitting beside those instrumentalists as well.
You guys really put into it not even just the interactive, but the personal. And I think that's what's something that really is so different that you guys do, is really honing in on trying to make it such a great experience for the person and for them to want to stay curious and to want to do things. And of course, bringing all these programs to the community takes a lot of support. You also host major events called the Science Array and the STEAM Scholarship Awards. Can you kind of tell us what that event is and how it supports the Science Center?
Yes, we do. That is our largest fundraising opportunity of the year. We really gather a lot of people that are invested in experiences like we've been talking about, right? In Curiosity Hall, we can bring anybody from a toddler who is first interacting with that screen all the way up to a full adult interacting with that screen, and they can discover and learn something new. So we actively seek out partners and sponsors to support that work. Our STEAM Scholarship Awards have been going on for decades at this point. Those are a celebration of students doing incredible work and taking their next steps in their career, whether it's college or technical school, in their STEAM education. And then we also celebrate teachers that are doing new and innovative work in their classrooms, and we support them as well. So it's a celebration of both the formal education classroom as well as the informal. And then what we're really excited about this year for Science Soiree is to invite Dr. Cyan Leo Proctor. She is an Afrofuturist. She is an absolute visionary. She's an explorer as well. She blends art, science, and space exploration. She was the first artist selected to go to space on the Inspiration 4 mission with SpaceX.
That is just incredible. And then she's coming here. Wow.
Yeah. So again, where we love to bring these curiosity opportunities to the table, front and center for our community, being able to engage with and hear somebody of this caliber come and speak to our students, our teachers, our learners, our community as a whole.
Yeah, to really get this opportunity is incredible.
Yeah. She is also the first African-American woman to pilot a spacecraft and the first Black commercial astronaut. So she is like a history-defining individual as well.
Oh, she's a figure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you want to talk about how the scholarships impact local students?
I would love to. Yes. I kind of want to talk about Linnie Fowler Scholarship Fund. It's like the way that we're able to discount and create accessible experiences for anybody of a school. Like, we bring down the price of field trips, and we're able to provide traveling science programs as well. Yeah. Our traveling science programs go anywhere throughout the Lehigh Valley and beyond to deliver science exploration, either within your classroom, within a gymnasium. We're doing a really great partnership with the Friends of Allentown Parks. Last summer, we visited every single Allentown park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to create these science experiences and traveling science. So the Linnie Fowler Scholarship Fund, also supported by that Science Soiree event, that makes it possible for us to really bring down these barriers that might be an inhibitor to everybody accessing the Science Center the way that we really would like to see them engage. We offer scholarships for camp experiences, for schools out science camps, for those like Martin Luther King Jr. days. We also offer scholarships for field trips. Full classrooms can visit the Science Center. That Linnie Fowler Scholarship Fund really opens up doors that we wouldn't be able to open up otherwise.
Anybody can do this. It's not just about means or funds. It's truly, we want to make this for everybody and for their education. So it is why I have to ask, why is investing in STEAM education so important right now?
Oh, it's so incredibly important. The way that we invest in curiosity and asking questions, like, that's the way that we build the future, right? We have no idea what it holds, but if we're able to lead with curiosity, if we're able to ask the right questions and stay open to the right answers, we're able to sit across from each other at a different table and really hear from each other's perspectives. Investing in our Lehigh Valley's community-based science center is one of the best ways to make sure that Lehigh Valley stays healthy, economically viable. We're filling up that workforce pipeline with a bunch of very inspired students that love the work that they're doing because they're able to discover what they love, why they love it, and how to make it happen and viable in the future.
Yeah, that's really a common theme that I have found is when someone is so passionate about something and interviewing people and really seeing what they love to do for work, it really shows with the work that they have produced and what they have done in their careers and their life. And I think that is a really common theme, is really finding what you love and focusing and really trying to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If any student has any kind of particular passion, I really just want to encourage them to follow their passion. I saw myself as much more of a humanities girly. I love to read. I love to understand history. But also now that I'm working at the Science Center and building this community aspect of what we've got going on, like, I'm able to explore my curiosity through so many different lenses and understandings. Right. I love working with our educators and telling their stories. I love watching kids light up and teach their parents about different things using the exhibits. Really work that I'm passionate about and I really love. So.
And it really does tie in humanitarian in some aspects, which I find so cool that even if you are doing a job that you can tie in your passions and interests like the music too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all kind of connected in some way.
We also have a couple of different shows and exciting experiences coming up next. We have Brain Awareness this weekend. We have a Raptor show coming up. We also do every month, the first Sunday of the month, we have what we call sensory hours, which is a way for people of different sensitivities within the community to be able to come and enjoy the Science Center as well. We have a narrative all about how to explore the Science Center, what to expect. And we turn down the volume, turn down some of the more lighting and exciting activities to make it a little bit more calm and soothing of an environment as well, so that, again, science is accessible for everybody.
I was going to say the community aspect. You're really looking at how you can make it better for every single person and their needs, which I think is incredible. And I've been to the center. It can get very hectic at times and kids running around. So I think that is an incredible initiative that you guys have started doing. Where can viewers go and learn about visiting exhibits and programs like you have mentioned?
Definitely come out and check out DaVinciScienceCenter.org. If you're interested in particular in those exhibits, you can find those in our homepage. If you're interested in the science soiree or learning how to sponsor that, that's at DaVinciScienceCenter.org/celebrate.
Thank you so much again for joining us today, Kate. And if you are interested, like said, in hands-on science, be sure to check out the Da Vinci Science Center and explore everything it has to offer. We'll see you next time.